Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Oh, yeah. Save that for the for next month's intro.
Not into slapping your meat on pastry. 708. Shove my face into this plate, baby. Oh, yeah.
Can you repeat that for next month's intro?
No.
I cannot believe this stuff is on the radio.
Bad.
You know how many boners just popped on the pike? Get out of here.
Is there anything that doesn't give you a boner?
It's Bona Central.
Bye, boo.
And now.
We are in the fight of our lives.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
The Nosh out of the South Shore.
Streaming live from WAAF.com and the radio.com app.
Well, I don't like Facebook, and I don't like the internet.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
There's no rules.
This.
What is going on here? This is bizarre.
Is.
Oh my God!
The Hillman Morning Show.
It's like having sex with Lindy. You know it's going to be bad, so you just accept it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That makes me sick.
It's like when people laugh at a funeral.
It's like ice cream for breakfast.
Get out of here.
Let me groom my area.
With environmental scofflaw, Greg Hill.
Don't tell anybody, but I'm taking a drink of my iced coffee with a straw right now.
I just want to clean your glasses.
Can you smell what America's cooking?
You guys want pizza at 8 in the morning, for Christ's sake.
Picture this, a big old sweaty fat guy.
Bingo master Lyndon Byers with sports.
I love people like you.
Oh, bingo. It's,
my point is,
oh, it's double bingo.
Lyndon Byers, this is the ghost of the 1980s. Please let us go.
The full-bodied Danielle with headlines.
I like to think of myself as like a fine wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I was a and yeah. I accept it and I own it now.
The old oven, that's what they call me.
And the insatiable Mike Shue.
You mind if I order a sub before we start?
You're an outraged nerd.
You want to be douchey, that's good. You douchey all the time, that's your problem.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
That is literally a metaphor for being fat.
It's all going to be about back problems and problems going to the bathroom.
Yep.
That is basically what this show is coming to.
Telling and suggesting the two different things.
Welcome to the circus! Everybody.
Hello.
It is 6:03 and welcome to your show. It's nice outside. It's going to be a cloudy day today. There may be some sun this afternoon and the temperature is going to be 70 for a high.
Mm.
Now, here's a 6:03 text with someone expressing concern about Lyndon.
Okay.
And the texter says, I believe that he likes to get in arguments just for the sake of getting in arguments.
No,
and that's not true.
It's really not true. And Mike Shue and I were just talking about it, okay, about the whole Miller Price thing.
Yeah.
And I said, whenever you go out to like a business meeting, do you walk in and go, here's my address to my house? You don't do it. You know why? Because you want privacy. But I can Google. I can go on whatever the thing is, where I can zoom in your backyard and look at your daughter swimming with her girlfriends from high school. So
you're saying David Price deserves privacy?
No, what I'm saying is that David Price doesn't want people to know what pitch he's throwing at what point of the game. So by Johnny Miller asking him what pitch he's throwing at what point of the game.
But that's not what he asked.
He was asking what adjustments he made.
Right.
And other pitchers have always...
That's my point. Why would I give the enemy? Why would I tell the... You know, if the enemy wants to dig, like you go on Google Earth and you want to find out my address, go ahead. You go do the work.
So maybe,
I'm not telling you the address. Well, I do. I tell everybody the address to my house. Yeah. So I don't know how people don't wrap their head around it. So if you want to do the work, which is your job, your boss says, "Listen, I need to find out the addresses of every person in Brighton."
Right.
And that's why I pay you. Well, you go on Google Earth and you spend 3 weeks and you get every address. Johnny Miller's job is to watch the game, and if he knows the game, he's going to understand the adjustments that David Price made. David Price isn't giving up his personal information on how he pitches and wins games so people can swat balls over the monster all day, every day.
So what you're saying is, I think, Johnny Miller should have gone on Google Earth and examined the adjustments that David... Okay, all right.
Exactly.
Good. I'm glad I brought that text up.
Sure.
I'm not going to the text machine for the next four hours. I'm not... All right, it is 6:05.
Good morning.
More from Lindy on this, perhaps during the sports, a little bit later on.
They're going to let it go.
If you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show anytime up until 10 this morning, you could call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-931-1AAF. If you'd like to leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now so we can play it back at 8, that number is 617-779-5463. So just leave a voicemail message on LB's theories about modern sports journalism or any other topic, and we will play your Hillmail voicemail message back coming up at 8 this morning.
I have a question for you quickly, Hillman.
Yes.
Last night, you posted in your Instagram stories.
Yes.
Ninko.
Yes.
Eating what appeared to be a giant hunk of octopus.
Yes.
Did I see that correctly?
Yes.
Quite a tentacle.
Were you aroused or disturbed?
I was confused.
You were
and disturbed.
Yes. Do you enjoy eating octopi? Or
the tentacles freak me out with the little suckers on them. Not quite.
Yeah.
Not my favorite, but
yeah.
I never understood it.
You haven't understood it?
Nah. The same as squid or whatever. Yeah. What's that? You know, the squid. It's just rubber with. They put some seasoning on some rubber.
It's the same thing. I mean, you have it done very well. It's delicious. Yeah. Grilled, smoked octopus is fantastic. Yeah.
Grilled rubber. By the way, Ninkovich told me that he believes, I don't even want to share this news with New England from an opinion point of view, but he believes that should Bestie win a ring this year, then Bestie is done. That's it.
Yeah.
Ring done this year.
Okay.
Great way to go.
You think so?
He thinks
that if Bestie had won the ring last year, that Bestie would have been done last year.
Yeah.
That's the kind of competitor he is.
All right. So we know not to get you octopus for breakfast or for lunch or anything like that. That's not your thing.
No.
But it was Ninkovich's thing last night.
Clearly.
Yes. On the show this morning at 6:50, what one smoke show teacher was doing on her own time that has her in big trouble before school even starts again.
Oh, no.
So we'll discuss that at 6:50 on today's show. At 7:30, it's Nancy Know-It-All, a little help for a listener who is facing one of life's dilemmas from the know-it-all that we get to work with every single day on this show. Her name is Nancy, and she's right over there. So 7:30, Nancy Know-It-All. At 8:00, We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. I mentioned that. Leave a voicemail message anytime this morning, and we will listen to all of your voicemail messages together coming up at 8. And at 8:45 this morning, it is Facts Schmacks, your chance to put your knowledge up against that of our sports director. And if you are able to beat LB at Facts Schmacks at 8:45, then you could win tickets to see Godsmack and Shinedown and meet both bands. So
love it.
That is 8:45 this morning, Facts Schmacks here on the Hillman Morning Show. Looks like Derek, the Steelers fan, wants a moment or two on Rob Ninkovich. Yes, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening? Dude. What's up?
So everyone's got that warm feeling, you know, happy ending for Pretty. Why do I sense it's going to end just like it did for Brewski and Hot Rod Harrison? Remember that? They were holding hands, praying on the sideline, and then Plaxico Burress over the top.
That would make you
goodbye to the undefeated season.
That would make you so happy, wouldn't it? That would make you so happy.
Giselle's up top, planning her, you know, escape route. It's going to be beautiful.
No, don't forget, she would leave. At least she'd be leaving after Mark Wahlberg, because he would have left. He would have left at halftime.
And then
he'd blame it.
Assessing blame as she does.
Yeah,
pointing fingers.
Well, you don't think it's his last year if he wins?
Oh, of course it would be.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. I just love ripping on him.
Yeah.
But yeah, if he won it, yeah, why wouldn't he ride off into the sunset?
Yeah.
There's a long way to go, though, Hilldog. I know you guys are getting all fired up because you beat up on, you know, the Eagles in preseason. But go easy. Don't book the plane yet.
We're booking the jet, and we're getting the hotel rooms, Derek. You can come along if you want and watch perfection. All right. Coming up in just a moment, a woman on Tinder may have proven that men have the simplest mind that there is. We hear about that on Mondays.
Yeah.
This woman may have shown beyond a shadow of a doubt that men are very simple. So,
this is one of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
Yes, very much so.
I don't think the men did. But
might be Schadenfreude, but it's fine. I'll take it.
Also coming up, an irrational killed by an alligator fear in South Carolina. And there is a dangerous, vicious stork on the loose here in Massholia that we need to warn you about. And also what a rogue hamster did to a terrified family. That is all coming up next on the Tuesday Hillman Morning Show. So as a man, I'm not sure whether to be outraged or impressed with what one Tinder user named Natasha did on Sunday.
Yes.
But the world seems to be really interested in what this says about human nature.
Yes.
And this woman, Natasha, basically reached out on Tinder to hundreds of men and said, she's a model, by the way. Natasha
Aponte.
Ooh, great name.
She's a smoke. And she reached out and said, let's go on a date on Sunday. Rain or shine, meet me here. My friend is DJing outside. And she did that to hundreds of men.
Mm-hmm. Genius.
And then hundreds of horny men, desperate men, showed up.
Yeah.
And they all started to look around at each other and wonder what was going on. And then Natasha appeared on stage and said, I'm tired of dating apps. And so it's going to be a competition among you men to determine who gets to go on a date with me.
It's like the Hunger Games.
So if you look on Twitter or elsewhere, some of these men are saying that this is entitlement at its finest.
What?
And
have you met you guys for centuries? Serious. Oh, you're going to get butt hurt now because you got tricked into coming to Union Square from some chick on Tinder.
And it was,
shut up.
And it was cruel.
Oh,
and...
yeah, so cruel because you guys have never done a cruel thing to a woman in your lives.
But did someone actually get to win the date? Or it was
I don't know if anybody won the date or not.
That's why we're called dogs.
I think what Natasha wanted is... what is happening right now, and that is everybody is talking about Natasha Aponte and looking her up on Instagram and elsewhere. So, I mean, I don't know.
Great way to increase your follower count on IG.
Yeah. So do you think, I mean, do you have any issue with this as far as what she did? Do you think
how is this any different than a guy reaching out to a chick or even a woman reaching out to another guy in a different situation and saying... yeah, hey, oh, sounds great. Like, we'll meet up, we'll make plans, and then ghosting the person.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, so, oh, because you're embarrassed because you were on a sex app?
We've done stories about guys who've showed up at a bar, and there'd be three. They didn't think, you know, more than one person would show up, and there'd be three, you know, girls from Tinder or whatever app. There was the one guy who took the car, stole the car of one woman to take another woman out on a date.
Yes,
remember that
from
a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, he ghosted her in the middle of the meal, stuck her with the check, and then stole her car to go out with another woman.
What I think about women is that they actually believed that the guys actually cared. So the guys turned it into a massive drunk fest, probably a couple of three fights, and everybody went home not giving two hoots about dating the hot chick.
Well, let's be honest.
But she wanted to pat herself on the back.
Insecure dudes that all wanted to ride it out because they thought they were going to be the last man standing.
Yeah. Right. Telling yourself that.
Oh, I will, because that's exactly what happened.
You don't think there's another one of you tomorrow? Come on.
I hope you don't say that to Annie.
What?
I mean...
I don't sweat the small stuff.
Here's a text from a 46-year-old male who says... this is fantastic, and it just shows how simple the male mind is.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It's hilarious.
And they all thought they were going to give the jackhammer.
Right?
Get
100%.
It didn't happen.
Right. Well, you picked up a chick at a bar, and you slept with her at a one-night stand, and you ghosted her. That's not worse.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, sounds like it was a sausage party. Yes. Yes, it was. It was a couple, 200,
sausage.
300 guys who were there.
What?
Well, hoping to win a date.
Well, she was making them do push-ups, I guess.
Yes.
And then she was,
and they did it, right?
Yeah, and they did it.
Of course we did.
Yeah.
And she was doing live, like, swiping. So they'd line them up.
Yeah.
And she'd
be
like, nah, left, right, right. Okay, left, right. Oh, my God. That's incredible.
All right. So it doesn't sound like anybody here or anybody on the text line so far has an issue with this.
I don't think so. If you do, you need to calm down.
I don't know that she did anything other than show that the men that are on Tinder and a lot of the women that are on Tinder are looking for one thing and one thing only. And that's what it's there for anyway, right?
What a great fun event of making fun of men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Danielle, can you identify? There's several guys are texting in wondering how one would find her on Instagram. Can you?
Great question. Let me double check here.
Oh, that's great.
So, unless she's gone rogue.
Here's a text that says, I heard earlier today on another radio station that Scott from Weymouth had a friend that was at that party.
Oh, really?
Good. Maybe he'll call in about that.
Good.
Oh, that was good, texter.
Yeah.
That was good. If you'd like to look Natasha up on the gram, she does have a private account. You'll have to request her. It's Natasha V. Aponte. So N-A-T-A-S-H-A, V as in Victor, A-P-O-N-T-E.
Wait a minute. This is interesting information. She went private. So if she were looking for likes on the gram or elsewhere, doesn't seem like she would go private.
Carly Joe was private for a while there, too. I think sometimes even with bigger accounts, when people want the big followings, they still want to be able to get the note, like take a look at the requests as they
eliminate
come in.
Eliminate the old creeps like myself who were on there. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say anything, but let's be honest.
Let's see. This is Joe on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's happening, Joe?
What's up, Greg? Obscure reference on the bogus invite.
Yes.
The movie Sea of Love with Al Pacino.
Yes.
Oh,
when
yes.
they send out the invites, they all think they won Yankee tickets.
Yes. That movie begins with that scene. And,
doesn't it? Yeah.
They send out a bunch of invites for free Yankees tickets to a bunch of criminals who have warrants, and they all show up, and they're all arrested. That's an excellent film. And you know who kind of disappeared? Ellen Barkin, who was in that film with Al Pacino. She was in a lot of movies for a while.
The Big Easy. She was remember that
yes.
one? Great movie.
Another great movie, Shoe. Great movie. All right. It is 6:28, and we have a very busy show for you, including in about 20 minutes or so, the news on what one smoke show teacher did on her own time that got her in big trouble before school even begins. So if you're a teacher or you're a parent or you're somebody who is interested in smoke shows, then we'll get to that big news at 6:50 this morning. Speaking of school, coming up at 7:20, it's almost back to school time, and we appear to have our first What Girls Can't Wear controversy of the school season.
Right. Yes.
So
equality.
We will discuss that at 7:20 this morning. We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those on any topic. Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That is 617-779-5463. Leave a voicemail message now, and we'll play your voicemail messages back at 8. And let's get to the news, which is brought to you this first hour today by
Mercedes-Benz, their certified pre-owned sales event going on now. Limited time offers are sure to make the car of your dreams a reality. Visit mbusa.com/CPO for local inventory and offer details. Brought to you also this hour by Accountemps. Need additional help closing your books? Accountemps can find you the right fit, like bookkeepers or other accounting and finance professionals, on a temporary basis and fast. Accountemps, a Robert Half company.
I don't watch this, but many of you are texting in about a show that Ellen Barkin is on currently called Animal Kingdom. I don't watch that, but they're saying that it's on TNT.
Anybody I don't watch it.
Okay. Mm. All right.
We have a couple
Animal Kingdom stories in the news, including the rogue hamster, which terrorized a family. We'll get to that story in a few moments. You were saying, by the way, what?
Now I forget.
Oh,
it's gone.
You forgot.
Thought's gone.
Must have been a lie.
Yeah, must have been.
That's what they say.
Totally.
If you can't remember it, it was a lie.
Now I remember.
Oh,
night.
Oh.
You saying something like, I haven't watched that. Very odd.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. I've watched most things that are on television. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, what do you want to start with this morning?
So Derek Harkins, the guy charged with assault after allegedly biting off another man's... we still haven't clarified if it's finger or thumb. I've seen both in different news stories. But he bit a digit off to the knuckle. And as you predicted...
At a golf course. In Plymouth.
As you predicted yesterday, his group was upset about the slow play of the group in front of them.
Yes.
So they got into an altercation. Brawl started.
Apparently, Derek's... according to the police report, Derek's father punched the man who, was he punched by the man who, somebody punched somebody.
Okay.
And then Derek claims, the guy who did the biting, claims that there was a big kerfuffle, and he ended up at the bottom
of the pile
with fingers in his mouth.
Right. And then happened.
And then he bit down. We do now have an eyewitness account. I don't think it's the friend of Scott from Weymouth, but we do have an eyewitness account that we can share with you.
We have reaction from a fellow golfer.
From a fellow
golfer. Bill Donovan is his name.
Okay.
That's not golf. And I don't know who those people were, but they're not golfers, and they certainly don't belong here.
There's no biting at Bushwood.
yes, there is no biting at the International, I'll tell you that, unless it's a giant hunk of beef.
Yes.
Like a tenderloin. Or a club sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So his lawyer yesterday, when he was arraigned, said that we don't know the real story here, essentially.
Things aren't always as they seem, and that's all I gotta say.
Ooh, that's all I gotta things say.
Things aren't always as they seem.
I was reading about this yesterday. They described the sound of the biting through the knuckle as sounding like someone chomping on Doritos.
Yes, that's gross.
Oh. Well, they did find the digit in the golf glove and attempted to reattach it, but it
unsuccessfully.
Was,
they put it in a cup of ice.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that, I mean, you got to keep it cold.
Yeah, I know.
That was smart. That was proactive.
It's just,
by the way, great move. In a fiasco with multiple combatants, the fish hook. Finger in the mouth, finger in the eye, finger in the mouth. Great old school hockey moves.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
good times.
The police report says that there was alcohol involved, as there often is in golf. And as my mom used to say, nothing good ever happens on a golf course after 5 p.m. on a Friday.
Right.
So, all right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you know, you never want golf to lead to violence.
No.
It should lead to camaraderie and stories
and drinks.
And drinks and food.
And complaining about your wife.
Right.
And that's really what what the game is for. And
yes.
a couple dad jokes, a couple off-color jokes, perhaps, of an R-rated nature.
Tell me if you've heard this one, Bill.
But all right. What else is in the news today, Danielle?
Irrational fear, killed by gator while walking dog. This happened in Hilton Head, South Carolina. A woman was walking her dog in a gated community when an alligator surfaced from the lagoon. The alligator went to attack the dog, grabbed the leash. The woman tried to fight with the alligator to get the leash back, and the gator dragged her into the lagoon.
Oh, no.
Dead.
No.
Terrifying.
Oh, this is horrible.
Nasty.
We have some sound from Edward Allen, who's the Beaufort County coroner.
Apparently the young lady and the dog got too close to the lagoon. And alligator attempt to attack the her dog. In the effort to save her dog, the alligator turned on her, dragged her approximately 14 feet into the to the lagoon.
Oh, unbelievable!
Is the dog okay?
Dog's okay. Dog was unharmed.
Dog is okay. Oh.
Yep.
Oh,
that's a lousy way to go.
I know.
And that was like where her vacation home was. And they have since located the gator and euthanized it for being an alligator.
Yeah. Well,
danger to the other people in the area.
Well, I understand your love of animals.
Yeah.
Is an alligator an animal or what is it? An animal?
Reptile?
Could be a reptile.
Why did they have to euthanize it?
Who knows? Maybe they just didn't. Maybe they figured it was ornery.
Was it the right one? Like, how could they tell?
Right. How do you know? I don't know.
You know, like Jaws.
It had Chubb's arm in it.
Oh, dude, is that the arm sticking out of it?
Chubb's finger. Wait a minute. I'm thinking of the golf story.
Oh, now
sorry.
I'm getting it all confused.
So that's a good question, I suppose. You don't think that they should have euthanized the alligator?
I think if the creature poses a continued threat to the community.
Oh,
like,
look what it did.
I know, it's an alligator
where
in a lagoon
alligators
in South
live.
Carolina.
They live in South Carolina.
Yeah.
They live in a pond in South Carolina. If you're stupid enough to walk food in front of a pond where you know there's like, it's one of those things. I can't wrap my head around people that water ski in Florida.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because of all the things.
There's everything down there.
Yeah.
I mean, you got bull sharks that come from the ocean that go into the fresh water. You got alligators.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a text, the 774 texter who agrees with you, Danielle. Texter writes, "It makes me so mad when they kill an animal for being an animal."
Right.
Yeah.
You know, bear comes into your backyard because you have 9,000 bird feeders.
Mm-hmm. What
about your dog?
What about if a gator has a taste for human blood?
Oh.
Does that mean that the gator will never lose its taste for human blood?
I don't know, but that sounds like a new Sharknado series.
Hold on. This is wait, get Tara Reid on the phone.
No, don't.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's going on, Kev?
They have to put the animal down in that instance because, from what I understand, like once a reptile, especially an alligator or a crocodile, eats human flesh, it almost becomes like addicting the way like a cannibal would. You know, like
really?
You can't get enough of it.
Really,
that's propaganda.
That's
propaganda.
Yeah,
I will agree with the guy because it happens in Africa that lions walk into a village, eat a human, sure. and they're like, "Wow, that was easy."
That was no, it was delicious. Oh, they're like, "Oh my gosh, that was a special."
And he keeps doing it. Yeah. Fine, euthanize it.
Yeah,
you know, if that same alligator keeps picking off people, I it's one of those things. If I hear an alligator by that pond ate a lady,
mm-hmm. yeah,
I think I'm gonna go walk in the park downtown mm-hmm. in the city.
This is Billy. Hello, Billy.
Hey guys.
What's up, Billy?
If the alligator ate the dog, then y'all would be like, euthanize the alligator right away.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, don't walk your dog next to a friggin' lagoon with alligators yeah. in it. And stop using retractable leashes. There's a piece online that I'm reading that says that alligators actually don't like to eat humans because, like some of us in this room, they don't want to do a lot of work for their food.
Oh.
So prey that fights back is typically abandoned, and alligators like to be able to swallow their meal again, oh. like many of us, in one gulp.
In one bite.
Yep.
And who
so
doesn't?
If it's something that's combative, yeah. they'll abandon it.
Can I go obscure reference on one of the worst stories ever about alligators? That family at Disney that lost
yes.
their,
yes.
lost their little
yes.
one?
Terrible.
This is Ed. Hello, Ed.
Morning. I agree with Danielle. If the alligator's attacking people, I can see euthanizing it. But a dog is like a prey animal to them. She should just let go of the leash.
Well, not to mention, why do seagulls attack you on Revere Beach? Because people feed them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with the gators. People feed them. Why do the geese get aggressive around like the different parks around like the Emerald Necklace Conservancy area? Because people feed them.
There's a disturbing story in the news, which we will get to at 7:30, about a wild animal that was fed too much junk food.
Oh.
And the junk food led to that wild animal's death.
That story pisses me off.
Another one. Wow. Yes. Let's see. This is Carl. Hello, Carl.
Hey, guys. A huge detail you're missing is that lady and her dog were playing golf, and they were taking too long, and the alligator was playing golf, didn't like that, so they attacked him.
Yeah, alligator wanted to play through. Yes. Hello, William.
Hey, gang. I wanted to go back to the last story. LB, you'll probably remember this. Do you remember in the mid-'80s, there was a basketball player named Tre Rollins?
Yes.
Danny Ainge. They got into a scuffle.
Yes.
Tre Rollins bit Danny Ainge, and the story in the paper was Tree Bites Man.
Yes. Oh. Those are the glory days of newspapers.
That's right.
The creative headlines.
Yeah.
The glory days. Hold on. Mike from Florida is on the phone right now. Mike, good morning.
What's up, guys? How are we doing today?
What's going on, Mike?
Specialist.
All right. I wanted to see if I could throw a little insight into this whole discussion with alligators. I manage an entire property that's a really high-end golf club. There's three golf courses on it, spa, everything. It's a lot of rich people.
Mike, what part of Florida are you in?
I live in Stuart, yep. but where I work, one of the places that I manage is in West Palm Beach.
Okay.
A lot of hoity-toities there. Most of them are snowbird, seasonal.
Yep.
If these people knew when they were walking their dogs, how many gators are sitting right there along the lake bank that they're walking along, they would die. Because originally, before they built this place, it's a huge, huge area. It's like probably, I don't know, maybe a third the size of Manhattan. It's huge. If they knew that this place was built on a gator farm, what used to be a gator farm, and that there are hundreds and hundreds of them sitting there all the time,
yeah.
they probably wouldn't walk as close to the lake banks as they do.
No.
I'm telling you right now, gators are not very, they're not really, really aggressive unless somebody has messed with them.
Yeah.
They usually run and they try to get away from you as easily as they possibly can. So the fact that this happened, the lady must have been doing something, or somebody prior to her must have been doing something to cause that gator to be that aggressive.
So do you have an issue like Danielle does and LB does with the gator being euthanized?
I don't believe that a gator in that situation should be euthanized. I think that people should be made aware of it. But
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mike. More news coming in just a moment, including what a smoke show teacher was doing in the privacy of her own home that has her in big trouble with the school. We'll get to that and the rest of today's news coming up next. Let me give you a reason to listen to the latter part of today's show, and it's not LB Sports. At 8:45 this morning, you can win tickets to go see Godsmack and Shinedown and to meet both bands if you are able to outwit the dimwit on this show when we play Facts Schmacks with LB at 8:45 this morning, okay?
So that's good stuff.
That is still to come. Today's weather brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union, and it is going to be partly sunny today, and the temperature is going to get up to 70. Right now, it is 64 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Membership open to everyone that lives or works in Norfolk or Suffolk County. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. Well, it's time to go back to school, or it will be soon, and there is a bit of a smoke show teacher who is in the news today because of what she was doing in the privacy of her own home, which has led to problems at school. And I'm actually curious what you think about this.
Yes.
As a woman.
Mm-hmm. I have some thoughts. We can get to those in a second.
Okay, all right.
So Candace Mason is a sixth grade teacher in Hoke County, North Carolina. And she was very excited to get her roster of students for the upcoming school year. Now, she has a couple of different degrees. She's got a master's in psych, a bachelor's in English, and a certificate in phlebotomy. She's well-rounded. She's also a self-taught pole dancer. She enjoys doing pole dancing for fitness purposes.
Yeah, of course.
Well, LB, not everybody who likes to get on a pole is a stripper, okay? I mean, this woman does it for exercise. There's probably a lot of ladies who are listening to the show right now who do pole dancing for exercise.
So she had done, she'd taken a video in her home of herself doing a routine on the pole.
Need to see it.
Yeah.
I need to see it.
And posted it to her private Facebook account.
Okay, private Facebook account.
Some nosy Noserton grabbed, you know, they must have done a screen recording and forwarded it to the school, and now she's been taken off the job pending a review of what's going on here.
Yeah. That's not right.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right to me either. Yeah.
This is Candace Mason.
I've worked so hard to try to make sure I can provide for my daughters, for myself, for our livelihood, to have it jeopardized just for doing something that I'm passionate about. I've never felt ashamed of pole dancing. It's just an art for me. So I just don't see it as negative.
Now, sometimes they do these kind of things because they think it will be a distraction for the boys that are the students.
Ridiculous.
And that they'll be focused on looking this up on the, you know, on the internet and talking about her and things like that. But
I think if you work in certain jobs, you need to be more restrictive about what you post and share on social media and with people, regardless of whether or not it's your quote-unquote private Facebook account.
Huh.
Like teachers, law enforcement, stuff like that. I find that a lot of times when we see news stories about people getting in trouble with work, it's oftentimes in those professions. Either they shared something in a Facebook post that may have been viewed the wrong way, and something like this. Obviously, she uses pole dancing as fitness.
Yeah,
we all chuckled when we said pole dancing.
Yeah.
The general thought out there, you associate the pole with strippers, not necessarily a fitness class.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's her private, it's her own time, it's her own home, it's her private Facebook account. I just think sometimes you need to think about what you do for a living and what could possibly be construed a certain way by your superiors.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're itching to get in here, so what do you want to say, LB?
Well, no, I had my finger up.
Thank you for letting me speak.
I didn't interrupt. It's incredible. Was she naked?
I don't know. I haven't seen the video.
She was probably wearing yoga pants and a top.
She was in a bikini.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so she was in a bikini.
Yeah.
But I just don't. The same people that fire people for this kind of stuff, you know, a hot female cop that get asked to pose for Playboy, gets fired.
It's a distraction.
That's ridiculous.
It's a distraction.
It's what? It's not a distraction. She does her job.
But a lot of
she
a
does
lot
her
of
job.
Employers...
So she can't go make $15,000 doing a spread for Playboy.
Playboy's not paying anybody.
Let him sit in 1982.
Hear me out on this. The same boss that fires the cop, right? The smoke that goes and poses for Playboy, spends every Saturday night with the fellas in plain clothes at the strip joint. It's the hypocrisy in our society is just so ridiculous. It's crazy.
This is Craig. Hello, Craig.
Good morning, everybody.
What's going on, Craig?
My wife's a teacher, and we live in New York, so she's teaching New York. So I assume this is pretty standard through the industry. But there's morality clauses in what you do.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially
yes.
in teaching.
Yeah.
That's just like Danielle said. And you break it, and she blew it when she put it online.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
If you were at Revere Beach and that teacher jogged on the beach in a bikini and she ran by you like five times, should she be fired? Because your five-year-old saw her in a bikini on the beach.
I hear what you're saying, LB, and I do agree. I think it's wrong. I mean, I don't, but there's uptight people. And unfortunately, if you get into an industry like a cop or a firefighter or a teacher, there are morality clauses.
Yeah.
Break them and you're done. I don't agree with all of them, no.
Yeah.
And I think it's wrong, but that is the rule. And you know that. The thing is, you know that going into it. So when you know that, you break it. Well, you knew the rules going into the game. You broke the rules.
Craig, thank you for calling from New York. By the way, your Yankees are now only 9 games back. They are creeping back into it.
And this is a load of crap. All right. Pole dancing is offered at health clubs and gyms all over the country.
Exactly.
It's a legit form of exercise. So what if she was doing it in a bikini? She teaches it, right? Part-time on the side?
No, she just does it in her home as her thing.
That's her form of exercise. She wants to put it up on her Facebook page. That's fine. And that's what you tell the kids. This is offered. This is a legit form of exercise that's offered in places where you exercise.
True, but
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.